It's not only secular, because the founders of Zionism and the people, the Zionists today, are not only secular. They basically, many of them, hate Judaism. They hate God and his religion. For example, I have a friend of mine who grew up in Zionist education, grew up in Jerusalem. And he told me that what he was taught is that we, the Jewish people, have two enemies. Now guess who the two are and who the first is. The first is the religious Jew and the second is the Arab. But that movement, the movement of Zionism, who is secular and who refuses to follow Judaism, they misuse this very same religion they refuse to follow, and they misuse it to justify crimes which are forbidden in this very same religion, because killing and stealing, oppressing an entire people, all of this is forbidden in Judaism. And as I said before, the whole concept, the idea of Zionism to build a sovereign homeland for Jews is in total contrast of Judaism. Us, people in the free world, should say something. This is unjust. This is unjust for the people of Palestine that this voice is attempted to be silenced. But it's not only doing injustice for the Palestinian people, this is doing injustice for the Jewish people as well. Because when you conflate Judaism and Zionism, you conflate anti-Zionism with anti-Semitism, you're making a statement as if all Jews support all what's going on and as if all Jews are accountable to what's going on. But we always need to know better than that. And we try to educate people to understand that anti-Zionism has nothing to do with anti-Semitism. Because Judaism and Zionism are not the same. Judaism is a religion. Zionism is a political movement. Should never be conflated. A lot of Jewish people in New York, many of them support Israel. But there's a massive community who is anti-Zionist. And people might not know because the mainstream media would never show you that. Like, for example, there was a couple of years ago, there was a huge mass anti-Zionist rally, a Jewish anti-Zionist rally in front of the Israeli consulate on 2nd Avenue, Manhattan. And then CBS would announce that there is a traffic jam on 2nd Avenue. And they would not say what the reason is. A number of my teachers were Holocaust survivors. And you know, they were telling stories, terrible stories. And unfortunately, we're hearing similar stories now. This is something that should... The Jewish history in the Holocaust should be a lesson for Jewish people how to refuse this genocide taking place in Gaza.